It's fun to be inquisitive. Be nosy. Stick to your passion. Find out more for yourself. Quest is fun. Join me, Tristan Pang, on a journey of inspiration. Welcome to Youth Voices.
Hello, everyone. It's so nice to see you all again today. An American positive thinking book author, Norman Vincent Peale, said, "Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be successful or happy." All right, in today's show, I've chosen some of my favorite inspiring stories which I have presented before. Hope you enjoy them.
Lonely tree was growing among hot sands of dead desert. Prickly sands covered the wood. The sun mercilessly burned its bark. But the tree kept on living in spite of law. One day, a hawk flew over the desert. The hawk saw the tree and sat on its branches. He looked around the desert and said, "You are a strange tree. Why do you keep on living among these dead hot sands? Who needs it?" "You," the tree answered. "Me?" the hawk was surprised. "I don't need you." "But if not me," the tree told, "you would have to sit on the hot sands instead of my branches. If not me, someone, seeing you sitting on the tree alone, would say that nobody needs you, and would ask you what you live for. Sitting on my branches, you, hawk, think that I need you." The hawk thought about it and had to agree with the tree. If there was no tree, the hawk would feel himself alone and useless among this vast desert. We should be grateful for everything. Things happen for a reason. The Elephant Rope, from academictips.org. As a man was passing the elephants, he suddenly stopped, confused by the fact that these huge creatures were being held by only a small rope tied to their front leg. No chains, no cages. It was obvious that the elephants could, at any time, break away from their bonds, but for some reasons, they did not. He saw a trainer nearby and asked why these animals just stood there and made no attempt to get away. "Well," the trainer said, "when they were very young and much smaller, we used the same size rope to tie them, and at that age, it's enough to hold them. As they grow up, they're conditioned to believe they cannot break away. They believe that the rope can still hold them, so they never try to break away." The man was amazed. These animals could at any time break free from the bonds, but because they believed they couldn't, they were stuck right there where they were. Like the elephants, how many of us go through life hanging onto a belief that we cannot do something about, simply because we failed at it once before? Failure is part of learning. We should never give up the struggle in life. The Mouse Trap, from academictips.org. A mouse looked through the crack in the wall to see the farmer and his wife opening a package. What food might this contain? The mouse wondered. He was devastated to discover it was a mouse trap. Retreating to the farmyard, the mouse proclaimed the warning. "There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house." The chicken clucked and scratched, raised her head and said, "Mr. Mouse, I can tell that this is a grave concern to you, but there's no consequence to me. I cannot be bothered by it." The mouse turned to the pig and told him, "There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house." The pig sympathized, but said, "I'm so very sorry, Mr. Mouse, but there's nothing I can do about it but pray. Be assured you are in my prayers." The mouse turned to the cow and said, "There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house." The cow said, "Well, Mr. Mouse, I'm sorry for you, but it's no skin off my nose." So the mouse returned to the house, head down and dejected, to face the farmer's mouse trap alone. That very night, a sound was heard throughout the house, like the sound of a mouse trap catching its prey. The farmer's wife rushed to see what was caught. In the darkness, she did not see it was a poisonous snake whose tail the trap had caught. The snake bit the farmer's wife. The farmer rushed her to the hospital and she returned home with a fever. Everyone knows you treat a fever with fresh chicken soup. So the farmer took his hatchet to the farmyard for the soup's main ingredient. But his wife's sickness continued. So friends and neighbors came to sit with her around the clock. To feed them, the farmer butchered the pig. The farmer's wife did not get well. She died. So many people came for her funeral, the farmer had the cows slaughtered to provide enough meat for all of them. The mouse looked upon it, all from his crack in the wall, with great sadness. So the next time you hear someone is facing a problem and think it doesn't concern you, remember, when one of us is threatened, we are all at risk. We are all involved in this journey called life. We must keep an eye out for one another and make an extra effort to encourage one another. Each of us is a vital thread in another person's tapestry. The miracle of $1.11, a true story from academictips.org. Tess was an 8-year-old when she heard her mum and dad talking about her little brother, Andrew. All she knew was that he was very sick and they were completely out of money. They were moving to an apartment complex next month because the dad didn't have the money for the doctor bills and our house. Only a very costly surgery could save him now, and it was looking like there was no one to loan them the money. She heard her dad say to her tearful mother with a whispered desperation, "Only a miracle can save him now." Tess went to her bedroom and pulled a glass jelly jar from its hiding place in the closet. She poured out all the change on the floor and counted it carefully, 3 times even. The total had to be exactly perfect. No chances here for mistakes. Carefully placing the coins back in the jar and twisting on the cap, she slipped out the back door and made her way 6 blocks to the pharmacy. She waited patiently for the pharmacist to give her some attention, but he was too busy at the moment. Tess twisted her feet to make a scuffling noise. Nothing. She cleared her throat with the most disgusting noise she could muster. No good. Finally, she took a quarter from a jar and banged it on the glass counter. That did it. "And what do you want?" the pharmacist asked in an annoyed tone of voice. "I'm talking to my brother from Chicago, whom I haven't seen in ages," he said without waiting for a reply to his question. "Well, I want to talk to you about my brother," Tess answered back in the same annoyed tone. "He's really, really sick, and I want to buy a miracle." "I beg your pardon," said the pharmacist. "His name is Andrew, and he has something bad growing inside his head. And my dad says only a miracle can save him now. So how much does a miracle cost?" "We don't sell miracles here, little girl. I'm sorry, but I can't help you," the pharmacist said, softening a little. "Listen, I've the money to pay for it. If it isn't enough, I'll get the rest. Just tell me how much it costs." The pharmacist's brother was a well-dressed man. He stooped down and asked the little girl, "What kind of miracle does your brother need?" "I don't know," Tess replied with her eyes welling up. "I just know he's really sick, and Mum says he needs an operation, but my dad can't pay for it, so I want to use my money." "How much do you have?" asked the man from Chicago. $1.11, Tess answered, barely audible. "And it's all the money I have, but I can get some more if I need to." "Well, what a coincidence," smiled the man. $1.11, the exact price of a miracle for little brothers. He took her money in one hand, and with the other, he grasped her mitten and said, "Take me to where you live. I want to see your brother and meet your parents. Let's see if I have the kind of miracle you need." That well-dressed man was Dr. Carlton Armstrong, a surgeon specializing in neurosurgery. The operation was completed without charge, and it wasn't long until Andrew was home again and doing well. Mum and Dad, both happily talking about the chain of events that had led them to his place. "That surgery," her mum whispered, "was a real miracle. I wonder how much it would have cost." Tess smiled. She knew exactly how much a miracle cost. $1.11 plus the faith of a little child. When we swim, we don't grab hold of the water, because if we do, we will sink down and drown. Instead, we relax and float. We should have faith like we are in water. Faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe. The Important Things in Life from academictips.org. A philosophy professor stood before his class with some items on the table in front of him. When the class began, wordlessly, he picked up a very large and empty mayonnaise jar and proceeded to fill it up with rocks a few centimeters in diameter. He then asked the students, if the jar was full. They agreed that it was. So the professor then picked up a box of pebbles and poured them into the jar. He shook the jar lightly. The pebbles, of course, rolled into the open areas between the rocks. He then asked the students again if the jar was full. They agreed it was. The professor picked up a box of sand and poured it into the jar. Of course, the sand filled up the remaining open areas of the jar. He then asked once more if the jar was full. The students responded with a united yes. Now, said the professor, I want you to recognize that this jar represents your life. The rocks are the important things, your family, your health, and your learning. Things that if everything else was lost and only they remain, your life would still be full. The pebbles are the other things that matter, like your pets, sports, and your games. The sand is everything else, the small stuff. If you put the sand into the jar first, he continued, there's no room for the pebbles or the rocks. The same goes for your life. If you spend all your time and energy on the small stuff, you never have room for the things that are important to you. Pay attention to things that are critical to your happiness. There will always be time to do the small things. Take care of the rocks first, the things that really matter. Set your priorities. The rest is just sand. Soar like an eagle from academictips.org. Did you know that an eagle knows when a storm is approaching long before it breaks? The eagle will fly to some high point and wait for the winds to come. When the storm hits, it sets its wings so the wind will pick it up and lift it above the storm. While the storm rages below, the eagle is soaring above it. The eagle does not escape the storm. It simply uses the storm to lift it higher. It rises on the wind that brings the storm. When the storm of life comes upon us, like the eagle, we can rise above them and ride the winds of the storm that brings sickness, tragedy, failure, and disappointment into our lives. Two grains were lying side by side on the fertile soil. The first grain said, I want to grow up. I want to put down roots deep into the ground and sprout from the ground. I dream to blossom and delicate buds and announce the coming of spring. I want to feel the warm rays of sun and the dewdrops on my petals. This grain grew up and became a beautiful flower. The second grain said, I'm afraid. If I put down my roots into the ground, I don't know what they will face there. If I grow tender stems, they can be damaged by the wind. And if there will be flowers, they may be disrupted, so I'd rather wait for a safer time. The second grain was waiting when the chicken that passed by picked it. The first grain grabbed its opportunity as soon as possible and became successful. On the other hand, the second grain is too afraid to take opportunities and rather stays within its comfort zone. That was its last opportunity. Believe in yourself, from academictips.org. There may be days when you get up in the morning and things aren't the way you had hoped them would be. That's when you have to tell yourself that things will get better. There are times when people disappoint you and let you down. But those times are the times when you must remind yourself to trust your own judgments and opinions, to keep your life focused on believing in yourself. There will be challenges to face and changes to make in your life, and it is up to you to accept them. Constantly keep yourself headed in the right direction for you. It may not be easy at times, but in those times of struggle, you find a stronger sense of who you are. So when the days come that are filled with frustration and unexpected responsibilities, remember to believe in yourself and all you want your life to be. Because the challenges and changes will help you to find the goals that you know are meant to come true for you. Keep believing in yourself.
So that's it from me, Tristan Pang. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. I welcome your feedback and support of your program. Don't forget to like Youth Voices with Tristan Pang on Facebook. Goodbye.
Join me again for another exciting program next month on the first Wednesday at 2:10 p.m. or listen anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/youthvoices or listen to the archive on my website www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. Youth Voices.
never miss your favourite shows again.